The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Believe it or not, if you can believe it, today is the 20th of July, 2016. And you want to go out to www.fiorello.com, fiorellobarbellco.com. Go out and check out the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. This is... Well, the easiest way to say is this. If you want to get an ebook that's going to really put things in perspective, this is a really great book. I wrote this with the idea of something very straightforward, 10 paragraphs to really make you think. And I just think that this is something that you should check out. It's free. Not only is it free, it's got a lot of impact as far as, you know, thoughts, words, things that, you know, a lot of people are always out spouting, but when you get it, it's not what it was. And if you want to get something that you're going to really commit to, if you want to get something that, that's going to make sense to you and something very easy to execute, I'd say go for it because, and of course I'm going to be said I'm partial to it, but I am because I put a lot of thought and a lot of heart into that. It's something that I think right now we're in dire need of, and I'm trying to do anything I can to promote what we do to help people, especially because there's too many people out there that I think are getting a raw deal with everything. But check that out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Also, too, strength times power equals success in the top 10 or in the winner's circle. Two of the biggest products right now. Number one, strength times power is something that I use this course, obviously, to plug in and out. We've used it for weight loss. Dennis lost 43 pounds off that particular product right there. But I use that with everybody coming here because it's just so easy to interchange. The winner's circle, that's 12 modules. It's just me. If you like what I talk about, you're going to love it. High shrugs, power rack training, York iron boots, sandbags lifting, walking, stone lifting, how to train the arms properly. None of the, you know, it's good to pump blood through, but we talk about thick bars, all that. So check all that out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Change your life. Also, too, motivationandmuscle.com/category/podcast. I'm going to bring our good friend Will Dinwiddie in here in a moment. Go out and look at all the shows I've done with Will. I mean, you talk about gems. And it's free. I mean, you're getting massive amounts of content with anybody out there. I mean, I don't know anybody that's got what we got, and we are going to continue to do that, and we are going to continue to keep working with our family. Well, today we do have Will Dinwiddie on, and I want to give you a little bit about this gentleman. Will's a trainer, strong man. He's the owner of Epic Fitness Solutions, writer, and an arm wrestler. Plus, he does MMA stuff, he builds equipment, you name it. This guy, we just were talking offline, I mean, you know, he's got it down. I mean, he understands the whole craft of what we're doing here. And if you watch him out on Facebook especially, he's always up to something. And like I told him before, I wish to hell we lived near each other. We would probably drive each other insane. We'd be out cutting shit up, building stuff, but it'd be a hell of a friggin' good ride. And we're going to talk about something that means a lot to us. And I think a lot of everybody out there, superhero impact. And we're going to talk about our favorite called Hulk Impact. Will, welcome to the show, my friend. Good to have you back.
Good to be here, Eric. Thanks for having me.
I love having you on. Anything I missed, give it out, and we'll start with Hulk Impact, if you would, please.
Yeah, you can find me on Facebook, my Will Dinwiddie page. I'm also have an Epic Fitness Solutions page, and then I have a website, Epic Fitness Solutions. I just got on Twitter, but I only got on Twitter to enter into this contest to try to get on this. The Rock had this like contest where if you showed like badass weightlifting videos of yourself, you might be entered into this opportunity to be on the front of this, like in the opening credits of this movie. And so I was cool. Busy texting a ton of videos there. I want to be on it, but you know, we'll see what happens there.
Oh, I hope so. That'd be insane, man.
Yeah. Yeah. But anyway, so yeah, you can find me in any of those places. As far as the Hulk, yeah, man, I, you know, like I really, in the last 5 years, I relate more to that character than, you know, ever before. But yeah, you know, the aggression, when you get angry, you get stronger.
Yep.
You know, like kind of like when I get angry, I get more determined, which makes me stronger, which makes me want it more, you know, makes me more committed to, you know, and then I also can access the deepest beast mode strength that I have in me, you know, the stuff that's way down deep in the abyss of your guts, you know, like when, you know, you pull that out of you, you know, like, well, you're able to do that more and more, the more experienced you get, the more times you do it, you know, the better it feels too. And the more beast mode you become. So, I mean, you know, being able to be as strong as I am at this point in my career, after 20 years, I'm the strongest I have ever been. But I also, there's a correlation between like how much beast mode I can pull out of myself. And that's also from, you know, being able to control myself so much, you know, like you got to be able to control your emotions throughout the day and use it all in the workout. You know what I'm saying? So, when somebody makes you upset or if you have good feelings or whatever, you hold all that in and you can have like celebratory lifts for good days. And then you can have like, it's kind of like redemption lifts for bad days, you know, like, you know, so, yeah, I love the Hulk, man. I get freaking, when I get beast mode, that's what I'm thinking. I'm going to tear it off the ground, you know, like it weighs nothing, you know, like I think about that kind of stuff, you know, like this.
Well, I always, you know, watching the cartoon and obviously the Lou Ferrigno era. And then, I'm not a big fan of the Avengers Hulk. I like the one that, I think it came out in 2008. It was Ed Norton and Liv Tyler.
Yeah, dude, that was cool.
Yeah, that's the way I've always envisioned the look of the Hulk, you know, right down to the hair, everything.
Yeah.
It just suited more my style. But the thing I loved about the Hulk was, and this goes with all the true lifters, all right? We're always looking for a way to increase our strength. We're always looking for a way to increase our aggression. We're always looking for a way to tap into something that no one else has ever tapped into. And when I watched the Hulk as a little kid and read the comics, whatever it was, it impressed upon me all those things. And not only that, obviously he was a split personality. The human side, but I don't think you could ever have separated the two, obviously, because they tried and they could never do it, and it would end up killing both of them if they had succeeded.
Yeah.
The thing that
always, dude, just like us in real life, you can't
absolutely
kill that
but,
fucking Hulk part of you, because that's the beast part of you. That's like the part that's the most alive, and then you got the human side, which is the softer side. So you got to have both. You can't have just all one or the other, you know?
No,
that's not balanced.
No, and no one's, and it's very hard to be in that type of mindset all the time. It'll drive you insane if you are. You need to be able to pull back and just relish what you've done.
Yeah,
success.
Dude. Now, I'm going to say something that takes time to develop. You can try to teach people that, but that comes in your own time, learning how to relax and enjoy what you've just accomplished. So working out really hard and then thinking about it as you're on your way home, thinking about how much effort you're giving and how happy you are, how pleased you are that you're able to unleash and give a real 100% effort without holding back. And then, because you know you're going to be able to rest on the way home and relax and think about it all. I mean, that, you know, that takes time because when I was younger, when I would get done with the workout, all I would be thinking about was the next one. I can't wait to do the next one and the next one, you know, like it took me a long time to finally be at this point in my career to be like, yeah, dude, I can't believe I just did that. Fuck, you know, like, I can't believe some of the things that I do sometimes. I'm like, God, you know, like, thank you, you know, thank you to the universe for, you know, implanting that in me and letting me feel what beast mode really feels like. Cause I love going there all the time. Is every workout I try to get there, every workout, you know?
Well, it's very addictive, number one, but you know, one thing I love about finishing a great workout, like last night, being able to squat the old way again, when you sit down and just think about it, it gives you a feeling that not many things can. I've always felt very creative after things like that, very calm, so to speak. Like, you know, it's like I've gotten that beast, that giant out of me for the night.
Yeah, dude. It's like people talk about that, taming the dragon or whatever within you.
Yep.
You know, like the old stories of the knight in shining armor slaying a dragon.
Yep.
But there's no dragon to slay anymore because, you know, dinosaurs and all that thing, that doesn't exist anymore, you know? So it's like you have to learn to slay the dragons within your mind. And so, like, training helps you to do that, you know what I mean? Because you're able to beat up your body and grow your body into armor. It's like your armor, you know? You're growing this flesh armor made out of flesh, and you're slaying these fucking dragons every time you're doing it, you know? So it's like, you are like being your own hero every time you work out at the gym, you know, and improve yourself.
Well, the thing is, if you're going to grow your body, you got to grow your mind. There's
mm-hmm.
no doubt about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got to, you know, nothing works independently. And that's where a lot of training's gone wrong with people is they think, well, I just train this part. Well, no, that's not how it works. And if you want to be successful, no matter what you do with anything, you have to go from top to bottom all the time. You can take, we all know, we can take and specialize. That's okay. But you're not going to get to where you want to get if that's all you're doing is specializing. And with the whole correlation of the Hulk, one of the things that I always loved was it always seemed like he was like the tortured soul. It was like, you know, you look at a lot of other superheroes, everybody's like, oh, I like this, this, and this. It was like, I always liked that split personality of the Hulk where one was trying to fight the other and one would dominate the other and we're trying to find the way to get rid of the gamma out of the body.
Yeah.
The thing is...
The human side of Bill Banner was always trying to control the anger of the Hulk, you know, and then, but once he let the anger loose, it was no holes barred. It was like the Hulk is getting his way and tearing stuff up, and it's going to happen, you know.
But it's very interesting to today. Now, I'm not saying to go out and physically do anything to anybody. There might come a time in your life where
just like a metaphor that you'd use for like attacking goals.
Absolutely.
Hulk out on your goals, you know, like.
Yep. Yep. But the thing was with him is this. I remember in the Ed Norton one, and Liv Tyler was talking to him. She's saying to him, what is it like? And he said, just picture gallons of battery acid being dropped on your brain. That's how it felt, all right?
It's like a blur. Like, you know, like totally. when you're hitting a PR,
like
you're like in a blur, you know? You're just
yep.
– when you're going beast mode, you don't think about anything but that exact moment, and it's just,
yep.
it's unreal, the fucking adrenaline rush you get from it. I love it, dude. It's like, you crave it, and it's like, I gotta feel that again, so in 5 weeks, I'm going to be trying that again, but more, you know, like.
Right, well, and that's the thing, like I said, with anybody, when we go and lift stones in Iceland or go to Spain next year or Scotland, it's great to have people that are in your corner. Never misunderstand me with stuff like that, but we'll just hit it on the head. When you go to pick something that big up and have to walk X number of meters with it, everybody could be yelling their guts out at you, but you're not even hearing them. And when he says a blur, you're looking straight ahead. And even if something's in your peripheral vision, it is a blur. Because you're traveling at a rate of speed through space and time that no one can even conjure in their head. What ends up happening to you is this: a whole different part of you takes over, just like the Hulk did when he morphed into the Hulk. This happens to everybody, especially athletics, if you learn it, and it's going to take you a long time to learn this type of stuff that we're talking about. But don't give up on it, because I'm telling you right now, the reward is unbelievable. You're not going to hear things. You're not going to see things. It's almost like they're there, and you're somewhere else because you are.
It's the only way, totally. You're somewhere else.
It's the only way you're ever going to complete a goal like that, because if you're depending on people to push you to where you got to go, and there's nothing wrong with it, we all try to help one another out when we train.
That's
not going to happen.
Yeah, because it'll limit you, because you're ultimately the one thing that matters between making things happen and not, as you. And like, so it's all you as the individual. It doesn't matter who's yelling for you, if they're yelling good things or bad things. You have to block everything out and focus on, I got to make this thing happen. I got to get this thing from point A to point B, you know, like, I got to build this business. I got to do this, you know, like, you know what I'm saying? You know, I got to be a better dad. I got to read to my kids every day, you know, like, no one else is going to, you can't just say it. You gotta be the one to do it, man.
Yeah, absolutely. And
that's going Hulk status too, you know, like going beast mode on your other responsibilities in your life, you know, being like Hulk out on your other responsibilities. Be like, I'm going to be the best dad I can be. So, you know, I'm determined to do that, and I'm going to hold myself up to it, you know, like I said I would, and I would. If I said I was going to read to my daughter every night, I am, and I do, you know, like if I said I was going to take her to the park, I do it. You know, if I said I was going to lift this log over my head, I'm going to do it. You know, like if I, you know, if I said I was going to go into this tournament and I was going to be completely offensive, I'm no longer defensive, then I go in there and do it. And if it works out my way, then it does. And if not, oh, well, you know, like you're constantly learning and doing new things, but being but going Hulk status, you know, like just, you know, going Hulk status on everything, just every moment of your day, you're hulking out, you know, like, that's my fault. That's how I like to live. I just Hulk out every day. Every opportunity, I go full on for it, you know?
Yeah, well, you have to. And you know something? It's the impact of stuff like that happens in a young life. And when you find something that feels like it gives you an identity, you're going to go after it. You know, it's like when you see someone that strong, you know, 13 feet tall, over 1,000 pounds. I mean, whether...
I know their skin is like made of like bulletproof material.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. And the thing is, these are things that, you know, that are very important, especially to a young guy, a young kid. You draw your strength from other things, but there's nothing like the impact of a superhero. And I, from day one,
that's a great fantasy hero to want to be like too, like the Hulk.
Yep.
You know, you get
you identify with it for some reason. You know, maybe you were a smaller guy. Maybe you were a guy that was picked on. Maybe you used to have to fight every day to so your lunch money wasn't taken, et cetera, et cetera. And when you discover this out-of-the-world-looking figure that is just so dominant when you see it, it's going to change your life forever. And I'm telling you right now, it was the Hulk, and it was the idea when my brother Jimmy, who had muscular dystrophy, as everybody knows, you watch your brother rot in a wheelchair, literally, all right? Best care around. My parents definitely kept him alive a lot longer than he probably should have, and I thank God every day for that. But I'm telling you, those two things in my life defined my strength, because as a kid, you don't understand a lot of that stuff, and you're like, I don't want to ever get that. And it's like, I'm not going to get that. That was a genetic, he was born with that. But these things are very prevalent in your life. So I was always looking to be strong. I wasn't a real big kid. I used to scrap with guys 4 years older than me. I was never afraid of people. And I got my ass kicked many times, believe me. And I doled out plenty from my end too. But I guarantee you, if I was a 13-year-old and there was an 18-year-old, and he might have got the best of me, but I guarantee you he got hit or got a black eye or got something. I never gotten something with anybody that didn't get something on the other end, right?
Yeah.
Not condoning any of this, but what I'm saying is when you got to be scrappy, when there's things in your life personally that maybe you're not understanding that what's going on at times, and then you see a figure like the Hulk, suddenly I'm thinking, wow, I can be like him. I want to be like him. I want to start lifting weights.
Yeah.
I want to get bigger and stronger. I want to become
a
president. I want
to look like that. Yeah.
Absolutely. And you know something? You don't have – you know, that's the thing with people. They figure they got to buy into everything. Well, you don't have to buy into everything. But when you have something that creates that feeling in you, that feeling of strength, of importance, of being inspired to do more, you know?
Yeah, that's dude. Exactly.
That's what the Hulk has always meant to me. I mean, I told Will before we came on, I still watch – I still read comic books with the Hulk if there's something I like. I still watch the old Lou Ferrigno shows. It's on here now again. Yeah, they seem a little outdated. Yeah, they do to me in some ways. But you know what? When you can take yourself back to a 12-year-old or whatever age I was when we were watching them, also, you know, watch the reruns, it's a lot of fun, man. It's things that take you in a place which make you feel really good, and then when you step out in that garage or like an Epic Fitness or anywhere like that, or you're outside, those memories conjure up some good feelings. And I had talked about that the other day with some people on here. Take your memories and conjure up the best feelings you can about them, because I'm telling you right now, when you have nights like I had last night and the other night, it all makes it worthwhile.
Mm-hmm.
Weightlifting, you know, and I know you'll attest to this, weightlifting for me, besides the good home I always had, has been the most prevalent thing in my life. My weightlifting has got me through my business, you know, whether they're failures, whether there's things that happen that I have no control of. It's always been the weightlifting, the standards, the strength, the ability to endure. I mean,
yeah,
that
dude. That's it right there.
Yeah, that word alone, endure, will get you through more scrapes than anything than you can imagine. And I know we add discipline and commitment and action, and they're all very important words, but you've got to be able to endure, and you've got to be able to physically and mentally think yourself out of something. And you never want to quit, because when you quit, set a precedent in your head. And when you do that, you're going to start quitting more things when they get tough.
Yeah,
okay.
That's not – you can't allow that word to be a part of your life.
No, and you know something, Will? Adam Glass and I just got off one of the 5 for 15s, and we talked about not taught in school. And there's so many things you and I have talked about even just today that is not taught to kids. And if it's taught, it's watered down.
Oh, yeah, dude. You know, that – school doesn't teach you how to be successful in life, and it doesn't teach you how to do anything but remember things. It doesn't teach you how – like, it teaches you how to memorize stuff. It doesn't
– Yep.
They're not teaching – now, good teachers will teach you other life lessons, but for the most part, their job is to teach you how to add and subtract and how to memorize words and definitions and things like that, you know. But it doesn't teach you how to go out and think for yourself and how to be how to be a business person you know, how to chase your dreams, you know, like, those are important things that should be taught, and they're not being taught. And so, you know, so maybe it's our responsibility to teach our kids and to remind other people on these like radio shows that's what they need to also be, you know, practicing in their life.
Well, that's why we did 5 for 15. It's like 15 minutes coming at you like machine gun fire. It's going to make you think, and that's why I always say, and I'm dead serious, you know, hold on to your steering wheel, because I don't want you to drive off the road, because you're going to be pumping your fist and you're going to be like, I can do it. Now, whether you carry it out, that's up to you. But I can tell you this, you're going to have one hell of a day, even if it's a half day at work, because we know how important it is to get the brain fired. And once you can do things like that, man, The world, as they say, is your oyster. Will can attest to it. I can attest to it. We're constantly adding on to our dream. We're constantly thinking of ways to market. We're constantly thinking of ways to become stronger. And I've said before, and I'll say it again, I've always felt that I have an obligation not only to our family, which is our audience, because they are all our family, To put out the best product I can with whomever is on with me, and they wouldn't be on with me if I didn't feel that they were the best.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the truth, because we have an obligation. Now, I can't speak for Will, but I've spoken to him enough on the air and off the air that I know that he is that man, that caliber of man that would he'll help anybody. I'm sure of it, because you can tell how much passion he has for what he does. And we're going to get this message out everywhere. We're streaming now on internet radio. We're in your car now, everywhere. This has been my dream from the day I launched Motivation and Muscle. And it's nothing with a pat on the back or anything, but I will tell you this. When we talk about Hulk determination, when we talk about the way the Hulk was, he was a wanderer. He had to find a cure. A lot of us are wanderers, man, whether it's physically or mentally or both, because I don't believe you can't tie the two together with anything.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of us are looking for direction. You know, when I always say, if someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give them a little bit of inspiration, some positive thoughts. Because I can tell you this, 5 words could change anybody's life in a positive direction. That's what the Hulk always meant to me. I was looking for something, looking for strength, looking for anything that would propel me to where I want to go. You know, to be able to pick a car up over your head and throw it, let a tank run into you and you break it in two.
Yeah.
Realistic in the world? Probably not. But you know what? We need things like that. We need things to push us, to spur us on. And we need guys like Will and I and everybody associated with M&M. We are the standard, and we are going to get out to everybody before the 30 years are up here. It's very exciting. It's a beautiful thing to see the fruition of your ideas, to have that stamina mentally and physically to carry things out. And the few things between Jimmy and the Hulk, and obviously a good home. I've been a very fortunate guy, and I still am very fortunate. And those things, as a young kid, put such a brand on my head that they'll never go away. And you know, I tell everybody out there, go if you got a superhero, start really looking at them. What is it you believe? What do they stand for? What do you stand for? And tell me this, what is it that really makes you want to live? When you figure that out, you're going to be 100% success. Okay, Will, I went on and on, but...
No, man, yeah, that was all great stuff. I agree, you know, like, especially about, you know, like, most of us are wandering, and we're trying to figure things out, you know, and then what you said at the end there about if there's a superhero that you like, what is it about that superhero that you like, you know, like,
yeah.
What are their characteristics, and do you share any of those? Do you want to?
Yep.
If you want to, you can go ahead and start acting like that if you want at any point in time, and then you can turn yourself into that person that you look up to, and then before you know it, you're that person, and then it's like you're the inspiration, and now you
yep.
get the opportunity to give back to all the people that are, you know, looking for that same thing that you were looking for that you found, and now you can teach others how to do it for themselves, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. It's so important, man. You know something, and I say this all the time with what we sell here and all that, it's little steps, man. It's simplicity. The problem is, and I do believe a lot of it is money-oriented and to confuse, is these big packages, these things that are being sold for this, that, and the other thing. Is there anything wrong with it? No. But most of it is yards over people's head. And when you can't put your brain into it, when you can't connect to it, you're really throwing your money away. What you need to do is either find someone, whether you coach online, whether there's products out there we would suggest that, you know, maybe you want to listen to. Les Brown is one of the best, in my opinion. I think he puts things in a very simplistic way. He's been there. He's lived it like most of these gentlemen and women. I like a number of them. And I think if you're starting out and you're a little bit lost, you know, listen to the shows here. go out maybe and explore. You know, you go out to YouTube and listen to excerpts of all these gentlemen and ladies out there. It kind of gives you a barometer of where you are right now and what you feel you can do. And that's very important, because if you can do these things, I'm telling you right now, you can do anything. And it's not as hard as everyone makes it, but you have to commit and really wrap yourself around it. You remember I said a little while ago, be able to endure. Do not quit on the first tough time that hits you.
No, do not quit ever. There is no okay, I made it through the 10th one, now I can no. You never quit. That's never an option. You will you will continue to persevere no matter what you have to go through, no matter where you are in life. You will continue to persevere, and then you will get the rewards, and then you will continue to persevere through that, because as you get more successful, that tests you in a different way that you're not used to, you know? So if you want to – your goal in life is to try to become a greater version of yourself than you were the day before. So every day you're trying to be more humble, practice being humble, practice being beast mode, you know, like practice giving your best, you know, like and never giving up and being that example for everybody else to follow. So like when you say, hey, you know, this is what it takes to get what you want to get where you want to be and to do what you want to do. That's it. It's pretty simple. This is also what it takes. You can't give up. The moment you give up, it's over. It'll never be the same again, you know? So it's like, if you think in your head, this is what I thought in my – this is what they used to tell us when I was going through Ranger training. You just think of it one day at a time. If you can make it through the day, just make it through that day. When you go to sleep at night, you'll wake up the next morning and you'll have a new way of thinking. You'll have a – you know what I'm saying? If you – every day, every tough day that you make it through, the next day seems like it's not so bad. You know what I'm saying? So you're building mental and emotional strength doing that. And that's what you need for that longevity, especially if you want to be your best physically. Because to be your best physically is going to literally take at least a decade, maybe two or three. Depending on what your goals are and how they evolve and change over time. But I mean, if you want to be your best at anything, you're going to have to be mentally straight. You're going to have to be like you're gonna have to be a drill sergeant on yourself sometimes. You're gonna have to be tough on yourself. You're gonna have to be in control of yourself. The more control you demonstrate over your emotions, the further along you're gonna get. You know what I'm saying?
Absolutely.
It's gonna be harder to shake you up, you know, because when you're in control of your emotions, you know how to change perspective on things instead of saying, "Oh, well, in this area of my life, things aren't going so good." You don't worry about that area anymore. You worry about what are the areas that you are doing well at, and how can you maximize those even further. And then you know what I'm saying? That will take you away from your negative thoughts, and then when you come back to them later, they aren't so bad, and you have new solutions to your problems.
Yeah, I agree. And you know what? If anybody remembers Rocky III, when Apollo Creed was training Rocky, and he had all that, he didn't know if he had that haunting of that beating he got from Clubber Lang the first time.
Yeah.
And I remember when, you know, they were sparring in the ring, and this goes to everything we talk about here. I remember Creed was acting like he was, Mr. T there, and he's coming at you, move, and he's sticking Rocky to the head and everywhere, and he flips out, and he's like, "There are no tomorrows," and that's
when he was training him.
Yep, and it's like
Rocky.
He
was like, "What's the matter with you?" He's like, "Oh,
exactly.
No tomorrow," and he's
exactly.
like, "There is no tomorrow because you're right.
Exactly.
There's only this moment now. Like you have decisions to make all day long that are going to change your life, that are going to affect the direction of your life. Do I make the phone call and get the deal made, or do I put it off till tomorrow because I don't want to talk to this guy because I don't like him or her, whatever your reason." Do I overcome and make the call, or do I put it off? You know, do I go talk to my manager about what's been bugging me, or do I just hold it in? Do I tell my wife about what I'm frustrated about, or do I just hold it in and pretend that she'll figure it out as time goes on? You know, like, no, you got to fucking do it now. You got to always be open and honest now, and you got to always be giving your best now. You know, you don't wait and hold things back. You know, like you just got to be open and be your best now, you know, just like that. Just like you said, there is only today now, you know?
Yep. Well, remember this too. There's always somebody in line right behind you that wants your business.
Yeah.
So
that's another thing.
You know,
fucking,
yep. Move your feet, right. As they say, move your feet, lose your seat. You know, it's no bullshit. And there's a lot of hungry people out there. You better be a little bit hungry. It's the same thing I say about training. No matter what happens.
Dude, that's why business and weightlifting and working, they all work hand in hand, because just like you said, there's always somebody else that wants to be the strongest guy in the gym, or that wants to look the best, or that wants to get the promotion, or that wants to get the girl, you know, or the girl that wants to get the guy, or they want the new car. There's always someone, so you better be on your fucking A game at all times.
Well, that's why you see so many businesses, especially in the weight arena, fail. They'll be hot for a while, and then suddenly what happened? Well, here's what happens usually. Start making a little money. They start getting a little extravagant, and they don't keep up the pace, and they've gotten to a point where they feel, I don't need any more in this. And go out and read anything about business. It's usually when you don't want any more, when you get comfortable. The main thing that usually happens is, well, two things. Usually a lot of people pass away or drop dead from it. Or secondly, they land right in the toilet. All right? Now, some do come back, some don't. You know, you decide how much money you want to make. You decide how big you want to grow your business. You decide where you want to be in the next 2 or 3 years.
You think about what you just said just now. You decide how much money you want to make, where you want to go with your business. You also decide what you want your body to look like. You decide how strong you want to be, how big you want to be. You decide what you're going to eat. You know, like you say you want to have a great business, but you don't put in 12 to 15 hour days. That's what it takes.
Right.
You say, and you're like, well, that's a lot of work. We'll be like, but you know what? When you're working for yourself, it's a 24/7 thing. It's not work anymore. It's who you are now. You are doing what you were meant to do. So it's you put in 12 to 15 hour days, but it ain't like the dreary 12 to 15 hour days you're doing when you're working for somebody else doing what you don't want to do. See, that's what people get there. They compare that like that, and they get all confused. It's like, well, I don't want to put 12 to 15 hour days, and that's a lot. And be like, and no vacations, and none of that. And be like, that's what following your passion is. Is there's no need for a vacation because you're living your vacation. You know what I'm saying? I don't ever have this need. I've never had this need. Boy, I wish I could go on vacation right now. I want to go on a vacation. I'm like, every day I wake up, I'm on vacation. You know what I'm saying? And I work 15 to 18 hour days. You know, it's like I put in more effort than I ever did in any other job I ever did. You know, like, but it doesn't ever feel like work.
At all. And
what I was saying, what I wanted to finish saying was that it's all up to you. You decide, you know, like it's like people are like, I don't want to get too big. I don't want to work out and end up looking like this. I'm like, because that just accidentally is going to happen.
Yeah,
you
got to
understand that you don't just accidentally become a millionaire opening up a business. You don't just accidentally become a world champion athlete when you start lifting weights or when you start exercising. These things don't just accidentally happen, you know. Like, these things are the result of committed effort, you know, through long periods of time, you know, with many sacrifices to be made, you know, or what some people would consider a sacrifice. See, I don't consider anything that I do a sacrifice, but a lot of people would consider, well, you don't have a personal life, and like, my personal life is my business. Yeah. So this is not a sacrifice for me. This is what I want to do, you know, like there is no personal sacrifice. I mean, like, a personal sacrifice is doing something that I don't want to do, you know. Like,
exactly. Yep. Well, and the thing is, too, you know, when you're talking about taking some time off, you know what? I've thought about some of the places I want to go and do, and it's as long as they've got Wi-Fi, I can run my business. But the point of the matter is this. When you put yourself in a position where you've created an exceptional business, where you're making exceptional dollars, there might come a time to say, hey, you know what? I've always wanted to go to Italy. I'm going to take a couple weeks and go. And you're not going to lose a thing, and I'll tell you why.
And you're going to enjoy it more, too, I guarantee you.
You're going to enjoy it more, and you're going to open up a whole other realm of people. And
opportunities, you know, possibilities.
Yeah, look at anything you do is an opportunity, unless you want to go to work every day, bitch, moan, complain, basically get your balls kicked in and you're being told you're no damn good, you know, with a finger right in your eyeball. Is everywhere like that? No, but there's a lot going on now in business, and it's not a lot of pleasantries. No one's secure. I don't know if there's ever security in a job.
No, dude. Okay, here's the thing. Even when you're running your own business, you're right. There is no security anywhere in life. People just have this delusion or this illusion that there is security. Your job is never secure, whether you're working for you or for somebody else. That's why it requires constant effort. That's why in the Bible it talks about you're going to toil for man is going to toil now because of eating the fruit or whatever. So no matter what, you're going to always – it doesn't matter what you're doing. You're going to always have to work and put in effort.
Absolutely.
And that's just the way it is, whether you're working for yourself, working for somebody else. So that never goes away. But your attitude about it is what matters, you know. Like,
absolutely.
You know, because I know business owners that don't like what they do, and I know people that work for people that love what they do, you know. My daughter's mom's a nurse, and she loves that, and so she's working for somebody else. She's not
– Yeah.
It ain't like she runs her own nursing company, you know, like – I personally like working for myself more than I like working for other people, and that you know, and so you know it. But I did both. I've done both. I've worked for other people, and that's okay because I've made the most of wherever I was, you know.
Yep.
But the point is that you're gonna have to put an effort either way you look at it. It's all really about your attitude and the attitude you bring forth to every single day when you wake up.
Yep.
What kind of attitude are you gonna start the day with? And this is all a choice now. You can start the day with a great attitude every single day because that's your choice to do that, or you can start the day thinking about yesterday and all the adversities you had to deal with the day before or the week before or the month before or whatever, all the negative shit that you're still holding on to. You can choose to start your day out like that too and be mad and all that, and you'd be not happy and be like, I hate what I have to do for work, but I have to make money. And you can make all these reasons and excuses if you want to, because I know what it's like because I did it too. I just didn't do it for as long as what most people did. I kind of snapped myself out of it. I just decided the day that I decided I was going to start my own business, I was like, I just told myself real simple, if I'm going to have to struggle in life and if I'm going to have to deal with hardship, at least I'm going to be happy every day. I at least want to be happy with what I'm doing every day if I'm going to have to do it, because I also understand there's no guarantee in life. You could die tomorrow. You just don't know. There are people that are healthy that drop dead from heart attacks in their 30s.
Absolutely.
It happens. There are people that are unhealthy that live to be 100. It happens. There are people that are unhealthy that die in their 30s. And that, you know, so you just don't know when it's going to happen. So this is why it's so important to just be happy, Hulk out on your day, Hulk out on yourself, and go beast mode and do what makes you happy and not what you think is what you're supposed to do. What you're supposed to do is really what makes you the happiest. So if you're not the happiest that you've ever been every single day of your, you know, if you're not working towards that, then you're wrong. You're wrong. You're not supposed to live like
that. You're shortchanging yourself.
Yeah,
that's what you're doing.
You're making your life suck because it's your choice.
And I'll leave at this, and then you can summarize anything you like, Will, and just give out your information. I'll give mine and just hang on the line if you would a moment, please. I'll tell you this. If you're busy being upset and pissed off about prior crap, whatever it is, I've said this on the show many times, and I've learned the hard way with it. You're not concentrating on your business or whatever it is important to you. So while you're occupying your mind with stuff that you can't control, people think of you, who gives a damn? Forget about it. And secondly, I love this, especially in the Ed Norton movie at the end, when the Hulk and Abomination go at it head to head. And Hulk, obviously, goes bananas. This is almost the end of the movie. Hulk smash, Hulk bash. And I'll never forget those words. So take what we talked about today and smash everything in your life in a positive direction. Grow, become a force, and most of all, never be afraid to green out. Take it over, Will. Finish up. Give all your info. I'll give mine, and hang on if you would, please.
Yeah, just like what you said, man. Just always give your best, and no matter what life throws at you, turn it around and find a way to look at it and smile, look at it and laugh about it, because that's going to be where you're going to draw some of your greatest strength from, is from your hardest adversities.
Yep.
Okay,
go
so
ahead.
Yeah, my sorry. You can find me on Facebook, Will Dinwiddie. I also have an Epic Facebook page, Epic Fitness Solutions, and you can find me on the internet, epicfitnesssolutions.com.
Awesome. And I'll tell you one thing, go out and check that out because he's got one hell of a gym and you'll see him outside with the log. It's beautiful, man. It is just so damn cool to see. This is Motivation Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Go out to FiorellaBarbellCo.com, download the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle, free ebook. We just need your email address. Secondly, Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. Those are my two biggest products to date. You're going to see some changes with that. If you like the show, you're going to love the products. Everything is done here in-house. No one writes our content. Believe me when I tell you that. FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. Give us a 5-star review. That's what we've gotten, and we thank you for that. If there's a show you'd like Will and I to do, FiorelloBarbell@NICAP.R.com, and I'll leave you these 5 things. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, never be afraid to give words of encouragement. Give them a little time. You know, if it's legit and they really want to talk, that's up to you how long, but you can really impress upon a person if you give them the time, obviously. Secondly, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to say hello to someone or give them a smile. That might be all they get that day. If you're going to go out and lift, bend, break, squat, push, pull. If you're going to lift some stones, turn them into dust. And as the great Hoosa Steel Crusher Stone says in Blood Red, domination, we are domination. We clear-cut our own path. We follow no one. And as I say in everything I write at the end, dominate, obliterate, and dent everything in your path. Dominate everything you do. Obliterate every goal you got. Set up new ones. And the dent is the 6 inches between your ears, your brain. Make your mind up. No matter how bad the workout was, how many times you got beaten down with it, you're going to come back next time and take it. I live by those 3 words more than ever now because of just the entrepreneurship and everything else. There's a million things, and you've got to be ready and as strong as you can be. No one will ever clip our balls, I guarantee you, like Will was saying. Hulk, pure testosterone, that's what we are. And as Russell Furr said, who's been listening to Eminem from the beginning and who's been a guest on the show, this is the compliment. This is what we talk about. When I listen to your shows, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. That was one of the nicest things that was ever said to me in the show. And I'm telling you right now, we will say this for the next 30 years that we're here. Also, big announcement too. We are on streaming now, 24/7. We are now an internet radio show. This is very exciting. I've been, as I was telling people, and we've said it a few times on the show, and I was telling Will, you can catch us on TuneIn, which is one of the platforms that distribute the show. You can also check, this is great, AHA, AHA Radio. If you have podcast capabilities with your radio, all the new cars do, they're making them in aftermarkets. You can get now Motivation and Muscle with your car. And also, too, Shoutcast. By far, probably one of the largest internet radio directories online with 63 million people. Motivation Muscle now is part of that team, too. And you're going to see us out on many other platforms. You're going to see us out. We're already on iTunes with Apple, but we're going to be out on Apple TV very shortly. That's being worked on right now. So as I've said to Will and everybody, we are going to take the world. And wait till you see what's going to happen here in the next year with this show. It's going to be incredible. But I'm not going to open my mouth up yet until I got some definite on it, because this has been worked on for 8 months. And believe it or not, I did not speak to anybody about this because I didn't want anybody throwing it in my face and saying, well, you didn't get this. Well, because the first time we tried this, the company went belly up. So it was a big disappointment. But we got some real strategy and some real players here. So keep an eye out on that. Will, super show. Obviously, the Hulk was a big deal to both of us, and I'm sure a lot of the family out there. So thanks for being on the show, Will.
Thanks for having me, Eric. It's always a pleasure.
Anytime. Before we sign off, be a steward of strength. Don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by, and tell 100 of your friends, because we're coming for you. I got news for you. And this is the fun of the whole thing. This is, you know, when Will talks about all the things with business and the enjoyment and everything with it, I am the luckiest guy today in the world, in my opinion. To be able to do something you love, you got to try it. That's all I can say. It will put a glow on you like you've never seen before, and you will have, I'm telling you, you'll have not only the strength of the Hulk, but you'll just have the silent strength, as my chiropractor used to say to me, of a big Bengal tiger. So have a great week, everybody, and Will and I will talk to you in August.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.